DW.
Venga, Betis, vamos. A balón parado, golpea Canales.
Real Betis is one of the most iconic teams in Spanish football. The club, which came into existence back in 1907, has come to symbolise the passion that the Spanish have for the game. But Betis is now also making headlines off the pitch. They've become the first club in Spain to join up to the United Nations Climate Neutral Now Challenge. And the club is strictly following the conditions set out by the UN in order to reduce its carbon footprint. Ramon Alarcón Rubiales is the club's director of business.
You have three steps. The first step is you have to measure how much carbon are you creating. And we have done that. In fact, I think it's the first time that they measure a soccer team.
Can you give me an example of the kinds of recommendations they made and the kinds of changes that you are now making to follow those steps?
We use something like 1 million liters of water per year. So it's normal here that they use plastic bottles. It is very easy to reduce that using big tanks of water. Any of the players, you give them a personalized bottle, crystal or in wood, something environmental free, and reducing the plastic. Then you have the big things. The big thing is just try to travel not in charters. It's one of our main goals, to try to travel in regular flights, in bus and in train. Our official bus is going to be electrical for next season. Transport is one of the biggest points that we have to reduce.
As the famous hymn of Real Betis rings around the stadium, plans for building a new carbon-neutral training complex are already underway. Costing over 20 million euros, it will be one of the largest in Europe, with over 51 hectares and 8 full-size football pitches. Federico Martinez, the Director General, says every step has been influenced by processes designed to be carbon neutral.
All the transportation and mobility within the sports complex will be run on electric energy, which we can produce ourselves. First, we have a car park space that we plan to cover with solar panels. This will allow us to produce all the energy for the complex. But there's also a second area where we want to establish a solar plant. Potentially, this could provide energy for up to 10,000 people in the local area. Also, our sports complex is to be built over an old golf course, which has its own lake. Our plan is to recycle all the water. That also enables us to set up our own irrigation system.
One of the things I like most about football is that if you lose a game...
The Spanish league, La Liga, actively supports clubs like Betis and is formulating its own green policy. Other clubs in Europe are also showing their green credentials. The French side Lyon built a new stadium with special areas set aside to develop beehives. In England, Manchester City are involved in schemes for recycling waste and reducing packaging.
La Liga, a brand committed to the sustainable development of the football industry.
But climate activists feel that overall, football is not fully addressing the issues.
We'll ask a few questions and then we'll move on through the collage.
Marie-Emery Leloux works for the Cool Down Project, an advisory group that helps companies and the public sector implement their low carbon transition.
This is always a key issue. Building is very often, and sports facilities especially, are very often a huge CO2 emitting spots. We can work on a renovation and work on energy efficiency in facilities, and especially since if we're considering that we're living on a limited resources planet, you know, building new complexes, new facilities might become an issue in the coming years.
So what about the players at Real Betis? As another training session comes to an end, one of the more famous stars, the Spanish international Marc Bartra, gives his thoughts.
This is one of the best, the most important things in the world, and I'm proud that Betis to be part for this situation, and I think because Real Betis move a lot of people, no, and then it's really important that the clubs try to promote these things.
And in your personal life, are you very conscious of
this? Yes, recycling with my family every time, with my daughters, and this is for my education and also for my the babies.
Ramón Alarcón Rubiales says every opportunity is also being taken with fans regarding their green message, which enhances his belief that the club is unique in Spain when it comes to the fight against climate change.
We put some containers in the stadium, so we show the people that they have to put the bottles in the containers, not to throw it away. In football, they normally put the Coke in a glass, but the cap, they throw it away. So if you take two caps into Real Betis Stadium, you can buy two tickets for 20 euros. And then with the Green League, it's a competition between many different companies that you ask your employees to bring to your office the electronical devices that you are not going to use anymore. We are thinking about mobile phones or laptops. We are thinking about these kind of things that you have in your house. So please bring all these kind of things here, and we will send them to a specific point that they will reuse it there. All of us, Real Betis, our supporters and our families, have to work to try to improve the planet, to try to give our kids a legacy, because if we still do the things in the same way, it's going to be a big, big, big problem for the world.
This is Ashish Sharma for DW in Seville.
DW.